lives as a parish. God has taken us through the year and we are celebrating our feast. The martyrs of Uganda, among whom was St. Kizito. It is our feast. That is why we are well dressed like this. And this is the day you are also saying goodbye to Father Efriye. After 9 years of hovering around this parish, Father said, I have seen Father Niza. I also saw Father Arthur. He was the first person to leave 3 months after I joined, or 4 months or so. He left. And then a year after, Father Niza left. And then Abeku came. We were so happy with Abeku. And then all of a sudden, he left. And then came Father Michael. And so, when you were being familiar with Father Michael, they took Father Osei Tutu away. Anyway, greetings from him. He called me yesterday that he greets all of you. And so I've seen how many priests. And so when he was leaving, I said, now that I've seen three of them leaving, even four, Arthur, Niza, Abeku, Osei Tutu, I couldn't wait for any other person to leave. And so when my bishop said, I'm not going to renew your stay at the secretariat, I said, thank you, let me go, because I don't want to see any other priest leaving again. And so now today we are here to say goodbye to you and for you to also say goodbye to me. But that is not the end. By all means, you'll be meeting again until death do us part. We will be meeting and we'll be in touch. Today, as if by providence, God is telling us that yes, I took you, all of you, through the 9 years. Because I've been with you from the beginning of your lives here on earth. And I am still with you. He is telling us that he is compassionate, loving, and caring. And that is whom he is. Because in the first reading we hear that the merciful God, through the prophet Elijah, resuscitates the only son of a poor widow and brought him to life. Elijah was with this widow. The widow actually accommodated him, the man of God, and gave him food to eat. And in the course of his stay with this family, the son fell sick. And like he passed away. And so the woman thought that it was because of her sins. That was why that had happened to her. She appealed to this prophet, this man of God, and the man of God also interceded on her behalf, and then her son was brought to life. That is the merciful God we serve. In times of grief, he came to the support of this poor widow. And that is the same thing we hear in the gospel reading of today, that Jesus Christ, on his way, met people who were mourning because of the death of the only son of a poor widow, the widow of Nain. And then the Bible says that when he saw them mourning because of the death of this only son of the widow, he was moved with pity. He was moved with pity. And in the scriptures, there are so many occasions that we hear that Jesus Christ, when he saw the people, was moved with pity. When he saw the crowd said they were there like people without a shepherd, sheep without a shepherd. And with that, he was moved with pity. And so when we read Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, you will see people, Jesus Christ, being moved with pity. When we read Matthew chapter 15, verse 32, we will see the same Christ being moved with pity because of the people who were so devastated, who were so hungry. And he asked his apostles to give them something to eat. At Jericho, he saw two blind men. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 34, and they pleaded to heal them. And the Bible says that moved with pity, moved with compassion, he healed them. And also he saw in Mark chapter 1, verse 41, lepers, a leper who also appealed to him, that if you wish, please let me be clean. And the Bible says that moved with pity, moved with compassion, he healed this leper. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the Jesus Christ we follow. Whenever he sees people in grief, in pain, he is moved. But sometimes, human beings as we are, we feel that he has abandoned us. We feel that he is not with us. The 14th American president called Franklin Pierce, 14 days before he was installed as a president of the United States, was traveling with his wife and son by train. You ask yourself, how many of our leaders who travel by train or by the public transport to in Sawam? So no. This one, people, even you will say, no, are you crazy? Don't do that. People will kill you. He was traveling to another state, New Hampshire. And in the course of the journey, 2 weeks before he was installed as a president, there was an accident. And do you know what happened? He lost the son. And this man became so angry that when he was being installed as the president of the United States, the custom was that after swearing the oath, he was to kiss the Bible. But because of the anger that he had in him, because of what God has done to him, he decided not to kiss the Bible. And so he didn't kiss the Bible. He was angry. And that is what we also behave sometimes. Sometimes we are angry with God, not so. We are angry. And we have the right to be angry. Because of the things that we are going through. We do the best for him. Like the widow at Zarephath did. She was accommodating the man of God. And look at what happened. Losing the son. And so we have every cause when we are going through such griefs, such challenges in life. Like President Franklin Pierce did. He was angry. He said, I will not even kiss the Bible. What is the Bible? If God is alive, why should he allow my son to go like that? Only 14 days to my installation as a president. And that is sometimes what we also feel. We are angry. But when we are going through such griefs, such challenges, such problems, he is saying that, like I did for the widow of Zarephath, the widow at Nain, I am there for you. When I see you grieving, I am moved with pity. When I see you crying, I'm also moved. He doesn't sit there unconcerned. He is moved with pity, beloved in Christ. And so don't think that God is not with you. He is with you. And that is the God we serve.
Tisa bibi tu yen ni yehuna mani bia ma mi anwene se nyangopon onka ye ho enna se yehwa kenkan se medikan no a Elijah ona nyangopon adrom so e ma okunani a ne baba akopɛ ne baba ma ba akopɛ wo firi mu no odene ba ankwam Christ ehu se okunani hiani bia ne baba akopɛ da ma ba akopɛ ono zo no wafiri mo amuko sie no no si ohu wa mo no omo ye no mabo na empembebre na Christ ehu no se nipe su a omo ye no mabo empembebre no ohu no se se nipa bebre wo ho a kom ti wo mo a omo ye no mabo eni ti omo amaduane di ye empembebre no ohu no ayarefo a omo ye no mabo no so omo yare ye enifrafo akwatafo se omo omo ne won yira yira no omo ye no mabo eni ti ya soso empre biara yesu ya tete ye ha ha enam amani aye fa mu no Christ ye no mabo ntuyo ye Christ ni a nyasai resimu no. As a Christian, have that faith that whatever you go through in life, the pains that you go through in life, God is with you. He hasn't abandoned you. Jesus Christ is moved with pity and he comes to your aid. He comes to your aid. It is not by the work of any human being, but by his own work, he will show his power and his might in your life. That yes, he's in control. Because he has gotten the whole world in his hand. Not so, he has the whole world in his hand. And so, first, my beloved people, put your faith and your trust in God. Christ mu. Enfien kura madin hejina ano, mekase hejina ano ho, ena mediviye. Yamfaya yure ensha hwa emu Christ mu enye nipa mu visa Christ nkwa na betumi ayama yen ono na ohu yen a yeye no mabo Christ oni ye hwamo ye yare a wanim obi afrimu ye busuemu a wanim ye atetia wanim yeye no mabo na odima yen okama yen oboa yen ntima yempa ba wo Awurade mu we shouldn't lose hope in God. When the widow of Zarephath lost the son, she went to the prophet and appealed to the prophet. Said, is it because of my sins that this one has happened to me? Whatever happens to us, let us go to God, let us go to Christ and appeal to him that this is what I'm going through. What do you do for me? And he will take you through. When it is about death, know that yes, death is there with us. By all means, one day we will go. And that shouldn't be the end. Because it is the beginning of a new life. When you are going through any challenge in life, know that that will not continue to the end. And even if it continues to the end, as I told you some few weeks ago, heaven is our home. And heaven is where we are going to rest. And so he is taking you to a better place where you will rest and be happy forever. And so don't depend upon the challenges here. My yen hwe amane hu na ye hu na ne hanu kwa na nka se e se dia kura mabrɛ. Na nka se nya me zukura me nsum ne bio. President no wase Bible no kura me mfe Bible no sade ye ese nka me ye. Mabrɛ. Ade ntina Yakobo otim woden sa. Na ukum me ba mra enka me wani jie mu no na ukum me ba. Mama yenya rese mu wonu mu. Mama yen pa ba da biara da. If so ono na wiase nyina kura no. Ono na onim de oyɛ no mra esemu. Onim ono na onim de oyɛ nimre mu. Nti me mpa ba wo abrabom. Da biara da. Yenya mama yenya rese mu wonu mu. Sɛ Nyakopɔ asom no no. Oni yɛ hwɛ moda. So, Abraham, you're dead, 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 you're ọdị ya betwa ọkọkọ ọnụ emra ye hunu ye nso ye nim de ba bi kra ye fa kwa ye befa so na de ye nem mu no ye be firi mu no ọdụ na nim nti ye fa ye ha na ye dagine nyina anya dai ento no so ofisi mu ama so ne so na ma bre nyina mo nya dai mo mra me nche na mama mu de ai hello mama dai mama mu home eninti eto de ade a kọn nche na obo ma ho me me nko ba bia e beka se wo ba ha wo problems nyina ba solve problems nyina ensolve da ko bi mso odun zabe dai e be gubo if say camp ra ho and then ma wo ya din we urade mu e shaw din ma wo jidie e musu ya din ti sa wo de wo so ti wi ase na wo mpese o ha obi aba wa brobom bibia ba ya totia e no na ya na afi wa pa ba wo mpese o sum nyame bi o no ọhaa no wọle ba asọkyere no ba yada ẹbẹbọ ọhaa no bẹ ba amanuhunu bẹ ba nẹnso ọno ẹna ọbẹ yada yi ọbẹ yi ama wọ mma nipa nada sẹ ẹyà asomasi ọbẹnti wewewe n'afẹ yi ubu ọfu na wo kuntakwa ẹkyerẹ sẹ wọ abẹsẹ deɛ wọnẹ mu no wọ ọnam kwan bi so ẹma efiri hɔ ana ẹyẹ yie wọ ahọ ọdi ntumi. Nyakopon tumi nko na ba dan ebetumi age wo. Iti ko nyakopon na sendu na se ne bonu mpaye na obeye. Christ ba dan obeye aman. Oha beba aman hunu beba dadwene enenamu na nsu nyina hunu se nyakopon no na obetumi aye na obeye so aman. Same yesofo Same ye Roman sister, same ye wine, so we ye wine, or how ebeba. Amani ebe day, ebeba. Nanso so, the obo ni riase. Na obo wone meno, ni wile mfri wo. Nti se, sama ni huno nino, how no ne mua. Ka huno se, obe day, obejil. Tima mu nsuro me nsuro wa abrabom nyakokoduro na de ebesi bia no ka se awurade opɛ na enye dan opɛ na enye dan sɛ de enu mere kan ye no ɔse awurade afu na ane me enye ho ma me sɛ de wasam ye dan ɛsie ma ne nya wo mpae bɔ sɛ awurade na ko ane me na afu na ane me de atume bia na awurade opɛ na enye dan enye ho ye betumi ne Mary aka ne saa hello ye betumi ne Mary aka ne saa se Awurade akwa ne me Awurade afran ne me enye ho ma me se de na asem sie menuanom Awurade wo ye homo bro wo kire ne homo bro mayen wo kire no do de mayen wo odwene ye ho ohwe ye nso abri biara ntima ye nsuro mayen nsuro wa abrabom ye nkonkwa ye nim kopem se ono ani mremu no ka se mo akwapa mo afnapa bramenche na beje wa home na mra o chere ne homo bro o chere ne do o hwe yanso o ba ye ho ban no sa na o hwe yanse yesu so ye beye homo bro sa odo sa hwe so pa no so yesu so no ye be bo aye nuanom sa bro fuka se mo se we should also be the channel of love, of hope, of compassion, of care to our brother and sister. Nya say Awurade hwe yeso na ne no ano. Awurade hwe yeso no na yeso so no. Dia ode eye oye ma ye no ne yeso ye dai ye ma afofro. God is good. Ye beti mi ne sa. Hello. Ye beti mi ne sa sa menua. Meso so said the Awurade hwe me so no meso me boa no ma hwe me so said the Awurade odome no meso me do me nua said the Awurade ohu me mabo no meso me dan me hu me nua mabo obi biara me sia no no so ofri hen so ofri hen so oya tenten we tietia na furu so nsa me die na furu nso na ya seketekete ni nyina we me nua me nka se we dia na ya se so ntia so onye nipa
Na sɛ da bi no yɛhyia mahemmɛm hɔ a yɛakɔ hɔ akɔdidɛ wɔ mmerɛ a ɛnni awieeɛ.